With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open His eternal Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, and continuing our study on preparation for prayer. Three things we pointed out in these verses of Scripture from verse number 10 down to verse number 17. The Bible teaches us that we must, first of all, recognize our adversary. And we found out that our adversary is not flesh and blood. Our problem is not a people problem, but we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then if we're going into this wrestling ring of the prayer closet, we must utilize the armor. God has provided for us six pieces of armor to put on, to take, as we go to the prayer closet to battle against the enemy of our soul, the enemy of God, the devil himself. I pointed out to you these six pieces in verse number 14 down through verse number 17. Five of them are weapons of defense. They're for our protection. Then one of them is a weapon of offense. It's for our progression. And again, I emphasize all six of these pieces can speak of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm convinced that they speak basically and primarily of our practical Christian living. Living the life that pleases God before we enter into the closet, so that we'll have confidence when we enter into our prayer closet. As a matter of fact, the Bible said in 1 John chapter number 3 and verse number 20, the Bible said, "For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things." But then in verse 21 he said, "But beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God." So we must live right if we're going to have confidence before God when we enter into the place of prayer. So we pointed these out. First of all, there's the girdle of truth. And I simply said to you, that is the opposite of hypocrisy. That is being solid to the core in your Christianity. Then I pointed out to you that we're to have the breastplate of righteousness. And that simply means right living. If you want God to hear and answer your prayer, and you want to have confidence when you pray, then you've got to live right when you're not in the prayer closet. And then he said we're to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Our standing is not in our own works, our own merit, but in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, notice again, these three things we have. Literally, you cannot take off and put on truth, righteousness, and your standing in the gospel. Either you have them or you do not have them. We're not saved one day, lost the next. No, my friend. So these three things we must have. And then there are three things that we must take. He said, first of all, that we're to take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then he said, take the helmet of salvation. And then he said, you're to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And as we enter into the prayer closet, then we must recognize that if we're going to battle the devil, we must have the sword of the Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ used the Scriptures when he battled Satan in Matthew chapter 4 and in Luke chapter number 4. And friend, you and I must use the sword of the Spirit if we're going to battle Satan in these evil days. The Bible said in the book of 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 8, "Be sober, Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. But then the Bible said, whom resist steadfast in the faith. The only way that we can resist Satan is to resist him steadfast in the truth. You see, friend, you cannot resist Satan. You cannot battle Satan in the power and energy of the flesh. You must have the sword of the Spirit. So you see, the Bible teaches us that we must recognize our adversary and we must utilize the armor. But then I want you to notice, we must memorize and apply this admonition. There are three of them given in these verses. Notice, if you will, please. The Bible said, first of all, in verse number 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I wish I could emphasize it strong enough that we dare not approach the prayer closet and do battle against the wiles of the devil in our own strength. I am no match for Satan, neither are you. But thank God we can be strong in the Lord. We can stand in his strength, in his power, and in his might. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4, speaking of evil spirits, ye have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So God said, as you approach the prayer closet, remember, it's not our strength that we stand in, but it's God's strength. Number two, God said, be suited, be clothed. And I want you to notice this, and I feel this is very important. In verse number 11, God said, put on the whole armor of God. In verse number 13, the Bible said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Now, let me just use some practical thinking for just a moment. You see, friend, God has provided the armor for us, but we must put it on. A simple illustration is this. My wife laundries my clothes, hangs my shirt, my suits in my closet. But when I get up in the morning, I must take them out of the closet and put them on. My wife prepares them for me, but she does not put them on me. And they have not made clothing that is automated enough to get out of the drawer and out of the closet and just jump on us. We've got to take a moment and put them on. And friend, listen, what a difference it would make in our prayer life if when we started to approach the secret place of prayer, we would stop by God's closet and we would take unto us these pieces of armor that God has provided for us. We would put them on. The Bible has much to say about that phrase, putting on. He said back in Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 24, that you put on the new man. Another place he said that you put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said put on bowels of mercy. Many different times he uses that. But the expression here is to be clothed upon. You see, it does not do you any good to have the weapons of warfare hanging in God's closet. When you're in there battling the devil, you've got to personally apply them to your heart, to your life. So he said, three of them you got to have. Three of them you got to take. But he said, put them on. Take them unto you. And then I want you to notice the third thing. Not only he said that we are to be strong and we're to be suited, but then he said we're to be steadfast. Look at verse number 18 now. We arrive in the prayer closet. In verse number 18, he said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. He tells us here that not only must we be strong, and not only must we be suited, but we must be steadfast. And then he tells us that our praying must be seasoned with the Spirit. Notice again verse number 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Friend, if we're going to be successful in that prayer closet, we must prepare ourselves to pray. We must recognize our adversary. We must utilize God's armor that he provides for us. And then we must heed these admonitions that God gives to us. We must be strong. We must be suited, clothed in the armor of God. And we must be steadfast, have some perseverance in our heart and in our life, not to maintain our salvation, but that we're not going to be deterred by the devil from accomplishing what we go to the prayer closet to accomplish. We're going to have an audience with God, and we're going to petition the throne room of grace, and we're going to seek God's face, and we will not be deterred. We will persevere until we get to the throne of God and we get an answer in our prayer. And then he said we got to have that prayer seasoned with the Spirit, watching thereunto with all supplication and prayer for all saints. But he said praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. It's not enough to pray in the energy of the flesh. It's not enough to pray beautiful, eloquent words of prayer. No, my friend, we must pray in the Spirit. We must have the seasoning of the Spirit of God in our prayer life. If we're going to accomplish what God wants to accomplish in our praying, we must have that seasoning of God in our prayer life. You see, prayer is not to be looked at mathematically, how many times you pray. Geometry, how long you pray. Poetic, how eloquent you pray. Musical, how sweet it sounds. Logical, how argumentative it may be. Theological, how doctrinally correct it is. Or methodical, how orderly it is. Friend, prayer is communing with God. And we must persevere the opposition of Satan till we have communed with God in that secret place. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the radio stations that carry the Harvest Time broadcast. November is our anniversary month. On the first Monday in November of 2002, I began broadcasting the Harvest Time broadcast. God has been so good to us. We're on about 45 to 50 stations as we pass through our anniversary month. And I need to hear from a number of you. Your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on your station during the coming year. So I encourage you, take a few moments today as we leave the air, pray for us, and then sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address your letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. Be sure to include the call letters of the station you listen to, and your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on the air where you're listening. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not.